From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. And we've got some questions to start off this week. It is Friday, the 5th of February, and we're going to get started today with a question from Karen, who's wondering, what's on the top floor of the first building of the Adolphus Hotel? The roof has very tall windows. And Karen says, I'm curious what's behind them. 800-933-5372. Got an email from Gray, who says, I'm wondering about chess groups or clubs. He says, I'm a relatively new chess player and was curious if there were any groups or clubs in the Fort Worth area that got together for matches or discussions. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. And I've got Twitter up here as well where you can send your questions or answers to me. Let's see. Question on bagged chips. This is from Tom in Grand Prairie, who writes, I'm wondering why bagged chips, or chip bags, I guess, are not fully filled. He says they're always half filled up in the bags, not even two-thirds or three-fourths filled up in the bags. The bags, however, look like they're fully filled when you see them in stores until you open them up. Tom's in Grand Prairie and is wondering what's up with that. 800-933-5372, email anything at kera.org. Or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's get started today with Mark calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
The question about the potato chips.
Yeah.
Chip bags. I just recall when I was a kid, the cereal boxes had a statement on them that said, sold by weight and not volume. Some settling of contents may occur. So I wonder if it's the same reason.
Sounds good to me. Thanks for calling.
You bet.
Right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's talk next to Frank calling from Duncanville. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well.
Question is about dementia.
Okay.
How does anyone know how does dementia cause death?
So someone who has dementia or has Alzheimer's and eventually they die, and it's usually, or sometimes it's mentioned as a result of Alzheimer's, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We got an email, let's see, this is from Caroline. Perhaps it's Carolyn. I'm looking for a small playgroup style doggy daycare for my two Boston Terriers. In other words, instead of doggy daycare with 30 dogs playing together, a group of 4 to 6 playing together at a time is what I'm looking for. And Carolyn says, preferably someplace in Central or North Dallas. I'd also be open to some training being part of the program. Anybody have any suggestions for Carolyn for a small group of dog daycare, 4 to 6 dogs, not 30 dogs. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go next on the phone to Tom in Fort Worth. Hello, Tom.
Hey, I have an answer on the chess club question.
Okay.
At the Northeast Mall in Hearst, there's a Barnes & Noble, and on Tuesday nights, the Tarrant County Chess Club meets there.
Ah, very good. Thanks so much for calling, Tom.
You're welcome.
800-933-5372 is our phone number. Last week we had this question about bee removal and, you know, strategies for bee removal. I gave a couple of leads to someone who had some bees in a wall, and we got an email from Susan who says, please let people know that it's – I mean, some of the answers we got, too, were to repel the bees. You don't want to kill the bees, but something to repel the bees. And we got this email from Susan at anything at kera.org who says, please let people know it's very important to have the hive removed and not just the bees. If the bees are not around to maintain the honeycomb, it will melt and honey and wax will drip down inside the walls. This will attract rodents, ants, and other pests, and can mold as well. So not just you don't want to just repel the bees or have someone take just the bees. You need to take that hive out as well. Got an email from Ryan in Denton on the chip bags. Ryan says, bagged chips aren't full because the air in the bag acts as a shock absorber. If the bag was completely full, many of the chips would be crumbs by the time they made their way through the supply chain to the consumer. And some of them are crumbs by the time they get there too, right? Susan tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, who says, when you live at high altitude, the air in the chip bags expands as well. So it can actually even seem, I guess, like there's more air in there. 800-933-5372. Let's get another one on this from Megan in Dallas. Hello, Megan.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have another answer on the chip bag question.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to the air that fills the bag and makes it look really puffy on the shelf, the chips also settle during shipping. So when they're packed at the bag maker in the factory, they're very full, and then they settle with the shaking that happens during distribution, so you end up with more compact chip structure in the bag.
So the closer you can get your chips, factory to table, right? The closer you can get to where they're actually made, the more whole chips
you'll be way more full.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Let's get one more word on this at 800-933-5372 from Zach in Keller. Hello, Zach. Zach, are you with us?
I think you mean Doc.
Oh, Doc. Okay, great. Doc, go right ahead.
Yeah, it, pretty much the answers have already been given. Chips are flat, and when they're dumped into the bag at the factory, they're dumped in random order. But as they jostle, like you said, as they jostle in shipping, they align. So you've got, think about plates. If you just piled plates up, they'd be in a pretty big stack. But as you shake them and the plates line up with each other, then you get less volume. But I got another thing that I just heard. The lady that talked about the beehives in the wall.
Yeah.
Honey does not mold.
Hmm.
Honey is antifungal, antibacterial. Yes, you'll get ants, and yes, you can get rodents, and yes, it's a horrible mess. But honey doesn't mold. Okay?
Good point. Thanks.
It's actually a preservative.
Very good. Thanks, Doc.
Sure thing.
All right.
Have a great day.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Gabriella says, the tall windows in the Adolphus, are those of the ballroom. The level directly above the entrance and lobby of the the hotel is the banquet level, which has a series of meeting and party rooms. It's very common to see banquet level above lobby areas of hotels. You'll see the same style in most hotels. The Fairmont Hotel in downtown Dallas is designed the same way, she adds. Let's see. Got a question from AC, who emailed us at anything at kera.org. AC says, last summer, the U.S. Department of Labor proposed a significant increase to the salary threshold for classification as an exempt employee. The way I understand it, AC writes, this is not yet law, just a proposal. Can anyone tell me what's involved in the, quote, approval process? I'm wondering what the odds are that this will become an official rule. Anybody know? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Craig emailed us at anything at kera.org and says, I have a laptop that's about 15 years old. It stopped working about 10 years ago. But prior to that, I used it to make music, saving the files on its internal hard drive. Craig says, I have hours and hours of songs and song files, individual tracks made with the Sony Acid music making software that I would like to retrieve. Is there a way or a local service that can somehow copy the files from this completely dead computer and save them to an external hard drive? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go next on the phone to Rhonda in Richardson. Hello, Rhonda.
Yes, hi, hello. In answer to the question about the Alzheimer's, I want to qualify that I'm not a medical professional.
Okay.
But some years ago, I was at a conference with medical professionals, and I was wondering the same thing. How does something someone forgetting from Alzheimer's as an effect of Alzheimer's, how do they die from it? And this is what he told me, and it sounds plausible, is that it's because Alzheimer's affects the brain, which, of course, is a muscle. It's that the muscles, let's say your swallow reflex, mm-hmm. as well as your heart being a muscle also, the brain is actually those muscles. The brain stops communicating with those muscles.
Right.
So they
right.
start to forget their normal function. So swallowing, breathing, that is really what's causing it. And as I've gotten older, I've known many friends. In fact, right now I was just sitting at a test with an elderly friend, 93 years old, and they were testing her swallow reflex
right.
to make sure that she, because she's holding food in her mouth because she's forgotten that she needs to swallow it. And so, therefore, she's not getting enough nourishment, and so we're having to prompt her to swallow. And the nurse also said don't mix different textures of food because it's even more difficult for her to be able to distinguish that there's a liquid and a solid in her mouth. So, from what I was
sure.
told, that the brain is not communicating with those muscles, therefore they're forgetting to do their normal functions, and that's what basically causing the death, is that you're not breathing or you're not swallowing, not getting nourishment.
Right. It's not just, you're not just forgetting memories or forgetting your friends and family. It's forgetting a lot of things. So, well, Rhonda, thanks so much for calling. Really, really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Right. Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Oliver calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Oliver.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. I was wondering, are onomatopoeias universal, or are they different in each language, even though the sounds are the same?
Well, I know that in some languages there are different words for, you know, to represent dog barks or frogs, frog croaking and things like that. So I don't think it's the same word necessarily. I think that's what you're talking about, right? That kind of
yeah.
sound word. Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody knows. Some linguist is listening right now and going to the computer or sending me a tweet.
Thanks.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me, as I just mentioned, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Last week we had a question about getting voiceover work, and Justin emailed us at anything@kera.org and says, for the folks looking to get voiceover work, I recommend they go to acx.com and put together a demo sample. ACX is owned by Amazon, and they produce audiobooks that are sold across Amazon, Audible, and Apple's iTunes store. All you need is a great voice and quality recording equipment, which you can use in the comfort and privacy of your own home. So Justin recommends ACX.com as a starting place for that. Benito asks, are there any small anime stores in the Dallas area? Says, I know of some in Addison, but any in Dallas? Anybody know an answer for Benito? And let's see, this is from Naomi, who says, looking for chess, try the TarrantCountyChessClub.org. They meet at the Flying Saucer every Thursday at 7:10 in downtown Fort Worth. TarrantCountyChessClub.org, all one word. Thanks, Naomi, for that. Thank you for your calls, emails, and tweets. It's anything you ever wanted to know. The phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Stay with us, though. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And that's where we got this from Crystal in Dallas, it looks like, who wants to know, where can I get a violin worked on in Dallas, in the Dallas area. Who works on violins? And Crystal says, in Dallas or North Texas, but preferably Dallas. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go back to the phone and talk to Regina in Flower Mound. Hello, Regina.
Hey, good afternoon.
Same to you.
I have a question for you. I'm looking for somebody that is available for Mandarin Chinese tutoring. I've studied it in the past, and I have some basic knowledge of it and speaking ability. I'm just looking to improve my vocabulary. And I was thinking maybe if we could meet somewhere mutually, or I'm willing to go to someone's home as well.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some leads for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Mick in Kaufman. Hello, Mick.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well.
You're like the broadcast version of Google.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
I was out running an errand during the noon hour, and when I turned on the radio, I heard the very last part of somebody talking about bees in a wall and what to do about them. And I just wanted to share that a couple of summers ago, we had an infestation, if you could call it that, of honeybees in the soffit just outside of our front door at our house. And I had put it off for quite a while doing something about it because I didn't realize how extensive it was
until
it got to where we could literally not go out the front door. So I did a Google search and I found several bee removal services in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I don't recall who I called, but I want to say it was a guy from over in the Carrollton area who had a bee farm.
Right.
The downside is that they have to remove all of the structure to get to the hive and remove the comb and all everything inside of there, which you'll have to rebuild or hire somebody to repair afterward. He did an excellent job of removal, though, a nice clean job, had to remove the soffit. To my surprise, there was a honeycomb in there bigger than a shoebox and thousands upon thousands of honeybees. And they were getting in at the smallest separation where the caulk line was.
Yep.
He did do a nice job. He trapped the queen and removed the queen and then very gently removed all of it and put it in a portable beehive-type box that a bee farmer would use. And he said, of course, removing the queen is very important because that keeps the bees that are out pollinating from wanting to return to that location, and then you clean it all out, seal it all up, and you're good to go. They charge by the hour to do this. So
yeah,
the more extensive it is,
sure,
it's going to run you probably a couple hundred dollars. But it's a very common thing for honeybees, especially to build new hives inside various home structures. And if they get inside a wall cavity, it's also not unusual for the hive and the comb to be the entire length of the vertical cavity from floor to ceiling. So once you see them, it's pretty wise to,
it's time to get started,
tackle the problem right away.
Right. Well, hey, thanks for calling and sharing the story.
All right, bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got an email here from Sherry in Denton who says, on that hard drive, as long as the computer died of something other than a bad hard drive, since the computer is dead and there's no risk of hurting anything else, open the computer, take out the hard drive, install it in a hard drive enclosure that it's available at any electronic store like Best Buy or Fry's. And once you do that, your laptop hard drive is now an external hard drive that you can plug into the USB port of any computer. So there's that piece of advice. Susan Garland says, Richland College offers Mandarin classes. Also, you might try the Richardson Chinese Community Center for Mandarin. Let's see. David says, for many laptop computers, the hard drive can be removed and placed in an external hard drive enclosure. Basically the same answer that will allow you to plug it into a USB port, and adds that any reliable computer repair shop should be able to perform this service as well. Let's see. This is from Farah, who wants to know, can I send a package for someone to pick up from their local post office instead of their home? I think that used to be called general delivery or something like that, but it seems like when you get those notices that there's a package that they couldn't leave at your you could make it so that they have to sign for it. I guess that's certified or signature on delivery, and then they'll keep it at the post office and the person can come and pick it up. Because you get those things sometimes that you have to go wait in line at the post office because the package was, you know, they didn't leave it for you or something like that. This is from Natin, who says, onomatopoeias are not the same across all languages. They conform to some extent to the broader linguistic system that they are part of. Hence, the sound of a clock may be tick-tock in English. Let's see, I'm going to pronounce this incorrectly. But di-da in Mandarin, or kachin-kachin in Japanese, or tick-tick in Hindi. So there's an answer on that, at least. And let's see, on the violin repair, Pam in Plano says, Waybright and Harrington Violins in downtown Plano does work on stringed instruments. So thanks, Pam in Plano. Waybright and Harrington Violins. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Chase in Arlington. Hello, Chase.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
So you probably answered this question on another episode, and shame on me for missing it. But
you weren't listening every week for the last 10 years?
I know. All right. Shame on me. I'm so sorry.
You can always start today.
Okay, exactly.
All right, good.
I need to capture a feral cat and have it spayed or neutered, but I don't want to get mauled in the process. Mm-hmm. I also want to I don't want to lose its trust after this whole process is over. So is there anyone that has tips on trapping one and what to do after I take it to the place?
Okay, so you have the trust already? You've captured the trust of the cat?
I'm slowly building the trust, yes.
Are you feeding this cat?
Yeah, we had an outdoor cat, uh-huh. And this guy has just come out of nowhere, okay. and I kind of bullies her off and takes
right.
the food, and yeah.
Do you have a cat carrier?
Yeah, I have a cat carrier. I just don't know how to lure him in, and then I'm imagining I pull a string shut or something.
Start feeding that cat in that cat carrier.
Okay.
And
I'll put the food in the carrier, okay.
Yeah, or you can also you might be able to borrow from if you were my neighbor, I could loan you my possum or raccoon catching trap, right? So you can
can
get a have a heart trap from the home improvement store. Or you sometime you're in Arlington. Arlington may loan them out to people. The animal control may loan out. They're pretty easy to use. You kind of practice with it. But what you want to do with the cat, because you're not just trying to catch it and relocate it. You want it to be really comfortable going in there and getting the food. And then finally, after they've eaten out of there a couple of times, when you have it all planned, are you going to take it and get it spayed or neutered? Is that your
plan? Yeah, that's the idea.
Because there are rescue organizations where you can catch, they'll loan you the trap. You catch the cat, you take it in, they spay or neuter it for free. They slice a little tiny piece of its ear off so that it's... No, so that other people can see that this feral cat has been spayed or neutered, and then you can re-release it.
Okay.
So you might look up, catch and release feral cat spay neuter programs in Arlington. But if you want to do it yourself and you want the cat to be your friend, although it's going to be angry at you initially, I would borrow a trap or get one of those traps, or figure out a way to use your cat carrier that you already have to close it, and then teach that cat to eat in that thing for a little while, and then when it's really comfortable with that, you can just close the door and take it and have it done.
Okay, so sort of an ambush type operation.
Yeah, you're going to have to rebuild the trust, obviously, but it'll be a good thing for the neighborhood, and you don't want too many cats, too many feral cats, because one or two feral cats leads to a whole bunch of feral cats pretty quickly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cool, and I'm sure we'll get a better answer from the best audience in radio.
Oh, that was pretty good, though. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Colin.
Bye-bye.
And good luck. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Sherry, who says, who is a hospice nurse, and says, as dementia progresses, people move much less than normal, and so may die as a result of pneumonia. But sadly, near the end of their lives, dementia patients forget how to chew and swallow, so they waste away, Sherry says. So very sad, and all makes sense. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Another chess club lead from Radhika, who says, I'm not aware of chess club in Fort Worth. We got one of those earlier, but in Dallas, there's a good chess club. There are good chess club tournaments on Fridays and Saturdays. Look at dallaschess.com for info on that. And this is from Trey, who says, there's an amateur chess club meeting every Sunday at the Fairmount Public Library in the Fairmount neighborhood of Fort Worth, just south of downtown. So this might be a good lead for our listener. I think it was Gray who was looking for a lead on this. So Trey says, check out the amateur chess club every Sunday at the Fairmount Public Library in the Fairmount neighborhood of Fort Worth. I bet you can call them and find out. Call the library and find out when that club meets. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Kate from Garland. Hello, Kate.
Hi.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. This is just an observation. I went to Body World's exhibit, and I saw an Alzheimer's brain, and it was shrunken, and the little crevices had opened up some. So it looked almost like a sponge, like a sea sponge or something. So I think probably there is something that does actually happen to the brain. And it honestly was the freakiest part of the exhibit to me.
Okay. Well, Kate, thanks for calling.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Let's see. One more on this from Elva, who is with an organization called Ambassadors for Aging Well, according to Elva's signature here, previously called Age Friendly Arlington. So Elva knows about this. Elva says, as dementia progresses, brain cells and neurotransmitters die. The brain shrinks. Memory is normally affected, though not every form of dementia involves memory, such as post-cortical atrophy, which affects vision, not memory. As brain cells die and the brain shrinks, eventually the autonomic nervous system, which controls breathing, heartbeats, and other subconscious activities, shuts down. So I think we've got that answered. And thanks to everybody for their responses. Let's see. This is from Jared, who says, I work in the Highland Village area, and as I'm driving around, I see little white signs at the base of several trees that simply say, well water. What are these signs for? Jared asks. And Jared's in Flower Mound, by the way. He says, I understand, so someone may not dig there, but I only see them at the base of trees. Little white signs that say well water in Highland Village. Anybody know? That's why we do the show. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Susan in Allen. Hello, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Great. I'm calling to respond to two things that I heard about that I might have an answer for or provide to help somebody.
Okay.
The first thing is for the lady or person that wanted doggy daycare. There's a person in Plano or in Collin County. Her name is Annette Griswold, and it's G-R-I-S-W-O-L-D or W-A-L-D. She has a company called Pause, P-A-W-S, in time, Pause in time, and she handles doggy daycare.
Okay.
And then somebody was talking about needing something related to voiceovers, audiobooks, things like that.
Yeah.
There's actually a meetup group in Dallas, and it's either the Voiceover Artists or Voiceover Actors Network Shuffle. And you can find it off of meetup.com, and it's an open group.
Great.
About people that all come together for voiceover stuff like audiobooks and anime and manga and cartoons and animation and all voice things related.
Fantastic. Thanks for calling, Susan.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Have a great show. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate it. We also got a tweet at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter, by the way, from Audrey, who says, tell your chess enthusiast and anyone else looking for groups and clubs, Audrey reminds us to check out meetup.com. Meetup.com would is like generally probably the main answer we get for people looking for others who share a passion or, you know, who want to find out more about anything, right? Like even our Mandarin Chinese seeker might be able to find a, you know, learning Mandarin meetup group at meetup.com. So thanks, Audrey, for that reminder. And Susan, too. Adam emailed us anything at kera.org to say that Ruri violin, R-U-R-Y, it's kind of hard to say on the radio, Ruri violin in Richardson does excellent work on violins. And we got another email on violin work from Susan, who says Williamson Music in Plano does work on all band and orchestra instruments. They fixed a broken neck on my son's string bass. So there's a an endorsement right there. And I knew we would get something on the Feral Cats. I couldn't remember the organization, and Kathy came through feralfriends.org. Feralfriends.org. They will loan you a trap for you to take a cat to a vet who participates in the TNR, Trap Neuter Return Program, and they will mentor you through the process of TNR, Trap Neuter Return. So, hey, you know what? We used to have some abandoned houses kind of here in the neighborhood where the station is, and Trace Powell, one of our producers, spent a lot of time actually doing Trap Neuter Return work with all these cats that lived in the, and you know what? It worked. It totally worked. And I'm proud to say that one of those kitties was adopted and moved to Seattle with one of my friends. So there are happy endings, right, to the feral cat issue. So, yeah, check out Chase. I think it was Chase in Arlington. Check out feralfriends.org. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Shoot us an email, anything at kera.org, or tweet me on the Twitter at Jeff Whittington. But stay with us. Whole another segment of your questions and your answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Ryan in Richardson. Hello, Ryan.
Hi.
Hey there.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
So I have an answer to, I guess, two different questions
okay.
that were asked.
Okay.
One of them had to do with the hard drive and the laptop. From what I heard, I know that was answered a couple times, but just a cautionary tale for the person who's wondering about that. Since the hard drive is a bit old, it may be dead just from not
sure.
being used for the past 10 years. One of the best things to do would be to take it, definitely take it to, you know, any kind of computer repair shop should be able to tell you whether or not they'll be able to handle that.
Great.
And as for the second question that I could answer about the onomatopoeias that were asked a while back, there are actually very many different, I think you answered it right after the question was asked, but many different languages have all kinds of different onomatopoeias, and it's really interesting to see the linguistic roots behind them. One of the most interesting ones, I think, is the birds chirp. Here in English, we have, you know, chirp, chirp, tweet, tweet. But you look at Japanese is pio, pio, or he, he. And from there, you can see the French roots in certain Japanese mm-hmm. words, because, or actually the romantic roots in general, because both Spanish and French also have the P-O-P-O as the, you know, bird tweeting, chirping. And you'll see all kinds of different languages have these very similar but also very different onomatopoeias across them.
We got an email from Laura somewhere, looks like somewhere in the Dallas area, who says, onomatopoeias vary widely by language. She says, I recall a fun conversation with my Thai and Japanese friends trading onomatopoeias in Thai, Japanese, Spanish, and English. A dog goes wan, wan, wan in Japanese, and guau, guau in Spanish, and woof, woof in English.
Mm-hmm,
it's
exactly,
great fun, yeah. It's great fun.
And then you have cats in Japan. It's nyan, nyan, N-Y-A-N, while here we have meow, meow. It's just one of those interesting things you see across languages.
Great. Well, hey, thanks for calling, Ryan.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Jacob in Frisco. Hello, Jacob.
Hi, Jeff. I had an answer for the caller about violin repair. Throwing another name into the mix there. Cadenza Violins in Plano. It's a southwest corner of Legacy and Coit. They do wide range of instrument repairs. I've gone to them a few times. Everything, you know, from simple bow repairs to complete reconstruction of instruments. They actually make their own full range of string instruments in their shop there as well. So recommend them highly.
Cool. Thanks for calling.
Sure. Thank you.
Let's see. We got a couple of questions this hour in the inbox I haven't been able to get to. Let's get them out there at least, maybe for next week. Bridget wrote to us at anything@kera.org looking for squash courts in the Fort Worth area, not at the TCU Rec Center. Does anybody know where to find squash courts in the Fort Worth area that aren't at TCU? We got a question from Neil, who says, I've noticed the new streetlights along the Continental Pedestrian Bridge and the I-35 bridge over the Trinity both have a streetlight and a blue light on a pole above it. Do the blue lights serve any purpose, or are they just decorative? I think we've had this question before, and I think the answer was that they're decorative, but someone will confirm. Michael in Euless wants to know where to get. He says, in my travels to Mexico, I've fallen in love with chilaquiles. I can't find authentic chilaquiles in the Metroplex. Does anyone know where to get good and authentic chilaquiles here in North Texas? Let's see. Pam emailed us, anything@kera.org, and says, my children go to the International Leadership of Texas in Keller, and I know that if you call the school, they would have leads on Mandarin Chinese teachers. There are campuses in Garland, Arlington, and Keller, and there are several Mandarin teachers at each. So Pam recommends call the International Leadership of Texas School in Keller and see if they can recommend a Mandarin teacher. And a couple of answers. And a couple more answers. Margaret says that well water sign usually indicates a private well, which would not be subject to watering restrictions. The signs would be close to trees to be out of the way of yard work. So, in other words, they're saying, you know, we're watering the yard here, but it's from a private well, which is not subject to. Yep. Makes sense. And Brenda agrees, from Bedford, well water signs are used to let others know they are not using city water for irrigation and are not subject to watering restrictions. And one more on the doggy daycare. Nancy said, recommends Fort Knox Pet Resort in Rockwall. And says, I took my cat there several times and she loved it. And she's usually very shy in new surroundings. I think this was the daycare thing was what our listener was looking for, which, you know, depending on whether or not Rockwall is convenient, but thanks for that lead. And a couple of tweets that I want to get into. Will says via Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, by the way, I'm 11 years old and I'm interested in magic and I want to learn more advanced magic. Does anyone know where to go to do that? Does anybody have any suggestions on where to learn more advanced magic for Will in Dallas, who's 11, by the way? And thanks, Will. And Archer tweeted me wanting to know, where exactly does the money we donate during membership drives go? And he says, salaries, equipment, paper clips. Yes. And if you listen to the last membership campaign, our sister station, KXT, is doing a membership campaign right now. And as I've said many times during membership campaigns, think of all the expenses that any business has, and then add on the programming fees for, what you're listening to that's not actually produced here, shows like All Things Considered and Morning Edition. And that's what your contributions pay for. And the station also gets some grants. We get a little bit of support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And then, some underwriting. You hear our underwriters' announcements on the station, right? And you. So, yeah, that's exactly where it goes. This is, we say this all the time, and it just kind of comes out, and, the station's a not-for-profit or a non-profit, right? But that means that there's not a profit margin. So, yeah, this is what we're doing. Okay, let's see. A couple more calls. 800-933-5372. Let's talk first here to Susie in Arlington. Hello, Susie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Yes, I called about the young man who I was talking about, what to do with a feral cat.
Oh, yeah.
And I personally did not find any help whatsoever going into all the websites for mm-hmm. any of the organizations that take care of feral cats. So I actually used a trap as opposed to the carrier because it's very difficult. They're very tense cats, and so they will come out of the carrier as soon as they hear you the door open. So
right.
I actually trapped it.
Yeah.
Since I couldn't find any vet to actually see the cat because it was feral, I took it to the SPCA, and they actually did everything. They tested the cat for feline fever and leukemia, and then they spayed her, and I took her home, and she's been the best cat I've ever had.
Great. Well, hey, thanks.
It took a while. It took a while for her to trust me.
Sure.
But it just takes a little bit of patience. But I found a lot of the organizations did not respond to any of my phone calls, so I just did it that way.
Well, they're probably, I bet there are a lot of people that call, and they probably don't have a whole lot of staff. So
probably. You're right. They're mostly volunteers.
So did you borrow a trap from someone, or did you get?
Yes, I did borrow one from a neighbor. And I think the local dog and cat companies they I don't know that they actually you can borrow them, but I think they actually rent them, and they can only do it if they have any available. And so I found that also to be a little bit difficult to find. So I just happened to. One of my neighbors, her brother had a trap, and that's what I used. However, I did trap a couple of other things, like a couple of opossums and some. But they also recommend that when you do that, you take them at least 3 miles away from your home to release them.
Great.
So they don't come back.
Susie, thanks for calling and sharing your story.
No problem.
All right. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Guy in Southlake. Hello, Guy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, I have moles in my yard, mm-hmm. and I've tried, I think, every off-the-shelf product available anywhere. I noticed no golf courses seem to have that problem. How do you get rid of moles, and how do you prevent them? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, we'll see if we get some answers for you. If not today, then tune in next week, because I bet we'll get some.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Crystal did, and says, for squash courts, possibly try Maverick Athletic Club in Arlington. So for squash courts. We also got, a couple of answers on the chilaquiles question. Mike says, try Fondita La Pecosa, a little restaurant tucked inside the Harry Hines Bazaar. Also, Dona Lencha, several in DFW. Fondita and Dona both use homemade tortillas, Mike says. Let's see, Cheryl writes, try Benito's Mexican cuisine in Fort Worth near the medical district. So we have Fondita and Dona and Benito's in Fort Worth. And let's see, a couple more on this. Matthew says Tortilla Insurgentes on Webb Chapel has good chilaquiles. Matthew says, I agree that authentic ones are hard to find, and these are as close as I've come at Tortilla Insurgentes on Webb Chapel. And let's see. We also got an email from Patty in East Dallas who says Cuquitas has muy bueno chilaquiles. There's one in Garland and one on Spring Valley. Cuquitas. Thanks, Patty, for that one. Let's see. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jerry in Arlington. Hello, Jerry. Jerry, are you there? All right, Jerry. Call us back. Let's talk to Sandy calling from Dallas. Hello, Sandy.
Hello.
Hi there.
I've got an answer for that boy who wants some magic. There's a magic store in downtown McKinney, Old McKinney, and if they can't help him, maybe able to send him in the right direction.
They might know somebody who can teach it, I guess.
Correct. Yeah, it's right off the square, and so if he can, like, Google, I don't know, I don't remember the name of the store, but if you go onto Google Maps and look around, I'm sure he'll find the magic store.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for the show.
You bet. Let's see. I think we might have it here, because Angela emailed us and says, Main Street Magic. Main Street Magic and Fun Company in McKinney off the square. They offer magic camps during the summer and are always happy to help. Angela says it's MainStreetMagicAndFun.com. All one word, MainStreetMagicAndFun.com. And let's see. This is from Mark, who says, for dog boarding, recommendation for small and centrally located cage-free dog house on the trail near Fitzhugh at the Katy Trail in Dallas. It's called Dog House on the Trail. A couple of leads there. Let's see. We got a question that we've had before. And this is one of those questions that, you know, we have answered many, many times, and I know we've got this one nailed down. Michelle asks via email, anything at KERA.org. Michelle says, in Irving, there are these large metal cylindrical nitrogen tanks all over where I live, and I have no idea what they are for since I moved here a few years ago, and I haven't seen them in any other suburbs here in Dallas-Fort Worth, so it'd be awesome to know what they are. Well, we've got some pretty good detailed answers on these, and those nitrogen tanks are hooked up to old phone lines, and kind of the way the old phone lines have been described, you know, when it rains and you hear the crackle on the phone sometimes, well, moisture gets into those lines, and the way we've had one engineer call in and describe those before is they're sort of wrapped. You know, the way they used to make these phone cables, they would sort of wrap a spiral metal, flat piece of metal around, and it does eventually kind of spread out and leak. So at one end, they put a valve stem like you have on your car, and they just attach a nitrogen tank to it. And the nitrogen just puts a little positive pressure into the phone line so that it pushes the water out. That's what we've been told they're for. So it is anything, or almost anything, you ever wanted to know. Produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Kristen Taylor answered the phones today, and we had some help from our intern, Braylon Becton, as well. Christine McConnell produces the podcast, which you can find at kera.org/anything. There's a button at the top of the page where you can subscribe to the podcast. Never miss an episode. Or you can click and play or download individual shows. The last 10 shows are posted there. And once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can find me on Twitter as well, at Jeff Whittington. And thanks to each of you for listening and writing and calling in today. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.